Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Memtes. As we continue in Perek Misha Hotziuha, the Perek about various issues in Tchumin and being outside the Tchum, and how does one deal with contiguous Tchumin, as we're going to talk about today. So the Mishnah said, in the name of Reb Shimon, a mashal, and the Gemara ended up saying that was really a machlokas tanoim, even though it sounds like he's just explaining, but really it ended up being a machlokas. Reb Shimon said that if there are three chatzeros, and the two outer chatzeros made a ruvin with the middle chatzer, so the version of our Mishnah is that the two outer chatzeros are allowed to share and go into the middle chatzer. The middle chatzer is allowed to be part of the outer chatzer, but they're not allowed to cross. Not allowed to cross. That's where Reb Shimon's lashon is on Memheima base in the Mishnah. Lamada Radome Lasholosh Chatziras Apsuchas Ulazu Upsuchas Lurishus Arabim Irvu Shtai Mimhaim Sais He Mutaras Imahen Vehe Mutaras Ima. Right, they're each mutter with each other. Ushtai Machitzonios Asuruzumzu. But the two outer ones are usher with each other. That was the version of Reb Shimon that we had, and as we explained, the Rabbanan argue on that. So says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Yehuda. Oh, the last mention that we had a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshes. Why isn't it that once the Chitzonios made an erev with the middle ones, they should all be one big happy family? Why don't you say that? So we mentioned either because they put the Erev into one of the side ones, or they, Afilu Tema, Rav Shesha said that they put the Erev in the middle one, but they put it into two different houses. Because they put it into two different houses, that's why it's not Mitzurev to each other. And then we went into why each of them don't act like Shlichim for the other one. Either they were Megala Das otherwise, or you only say it Lakula. That was yesterday's discussion. Okay, now we're five lines from the bottom on Mem Ches on the base. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Zu Divrei Reb Shimon. Rav says this is Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon says that when you have the three chatzeros next to each other and they made a Reuben with the middle one, but not with each other on the outside, so that is his shita. Aval Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim would have a different shita. The Chachamim who are implicit. The Chachamim, there is no Chachamim in our Mishnah. The Chachamim are implicit. So the Chachamim would hold Rishus Achas Mishtameshes. The Bach changes it. Mishtameshes L'shtei Rishuyos. One Rishus can be used for two Rishuyos, but two Rishuyos cannot be used for one. What does that mean? Machlokas between Rashi and Tosas. So we're going to go first with Rashi Pshat. What does that mean? Rashi says, and that the Rapot say, that the Chachamim are being Machmir, and that is Rishus Acha, the Rebesh, the Shtei Rishuyos. The two outer Rishuyos, I agree, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said the outer ones can use the middle one, the middle one can use the outer one. It's just the outer ones can't go into each other because they didn't wear a ma'ariv with each other. Says Rashi in this statement of Rav, that Racham argue, the outer ones could use the inner one. Why? Because each of the outer ones, from their perspective, there's nothing pulling me in any other direction besides going into the middle one. Fine, wonderful. So the outer ones could use the inner one. But the inner one, what, I'm going to go to the, if I'm an inner one, chatzer man, I'm going to go to the right, but there's another force that's pulling me to the left, to a different chatzer. And these chatzers are mutually exclusive. So that's why I say the Chachamim, according to Rashi, that according to the Chachamim de Reb Shimon, the outer ones could use the middle one, but the middle one cannot use the outer one. Ironically, even though the middle one, made a Erev with both, but they are more limited. Look at Rashi, fifth skinny line. Rishos achas b'shameshos l'shtei rishuyos, kelim sheshavsu b'chitzonos mutaros b'amsoes. The two outer ones could use the inner one. Daha hachitzonos lo irvu ela imzu v'ein rishos acheres moshachtan l'tzad acher. The outer one, let's say 1, 2, and 3, as we said yesterday, going from left to right. So third one, chatzer number 3, there's nothing pulling number 3 except to number 2. So that's fine. There's nothing pulling number 1 except to number 2. But number 2 is being pulled in two different directions. So that is why it is a problem. Rashi says, Dekiva deshtei chitzonios lo irvu yachad la'asos rishus achas ela rishuyos chalukosein ve'ein bekoach be'emsos lishtamesh. Lo bazu v'lo bazu. He's stuck. Dezu moshachta lakan, vizu moshachta lakan. Vishnei diyurin lo yavin Allah. That's a key line. We don't ascribe two diros to one spot. So if this one spot is connected to the right, it's connected to the left, it's connected to nothing. And therefore, it is a usser. V'damye, it's comparable to ki'ilu hi emehach chatzar chitzona shalo irva b'hada ida chitzona vosarta. Right, they each usser on each other. So that is Rashi's understanding of Rav's statement, that Rav Shimon holds that everybody's mutter with everybody except the two outer ones, while the Chachamim would say no, the outer one is a mutter with the inner one, but the inner one is not mutter with the outer ones. Rabbeinu Tam, after asking a couple of questions on Rashi, we're going to go with Rashi's pshat and understanding the Gemara, but let's just note that Rabbeinu Tam has a different girsa, different pshat. Rabbeinu Tam on the third wide line in this big Tosas, Rabbeinu Tam says, L'chach nir Rabbeinu Tam, the opposite. The Rishus Achas Mishtameshes Lebeis Rishuyos. What does that mean? Which the language of the Gemara kind of sounds more like Rabbeinu Tam. The middle one could use the outer ones, because there's no reason to make any type of Xeris. The outer ones cannot use the inner one, because we're worried. If they use the inner one, they'll probably go and keep going to the other outer one. So, Mishum Gzeira, I wouldn't allow it. So, Machlokas Rashi Tosas, in which direction, which is the limit that the Rabbanon have? Rashi again says, the outer ones are not limited, and the inner one is limited. Okay, so that was Rav. Ki amrita kame de Shmuel, when this discussion was set in front of Shmuel, Raz bar Pluto, Omer li, so Shmuel says, I think that's wrong. Avzu divrei Reb Shimon. This statement that you're saying, that you're limiting Reb Shimon, you're limiting that people, let's say Rashi Pshat, that the inner one cannot walk outside, that's Reb Shimon's opinion. I have a different way of reading the Mishnah. You got to work out exactly how to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds like both could carry in everywhere, except for the Chitzona into the Chitzona. But Shmuel says, no, I think even Reb Shimon is machmer like that. Avzu divrei Reb Shimon. Aval chachamim omrim shlushtan asuros. The chachamim would be machmer, but they'll get one step further. In this case, everybody's going to be aser. Shlushtan asuros. Mishum gzeira, maybe yields both problems. The middle one is a problem because moshachta lakan lakan. The outer ones are problematic because of gzeira you might carry to the other outer one. So the chachamim say it's totally aser. So Rav explained the opinion machlokas one way. Shmuel says, no, each shita is more machmer. Even Reb Shimon is limited, and the Chachamim Aser totally. Tani Kavasi de Reb Yehuda Aliba de Shmuel. Reb Yehuda brought a brisa that agrees with the second version of Shmuel's version of the Machlokes. Reb Shimon. What's the Madaradom? It's similar to, again, the case, original case of the Mishnah was three people. We compare it to the three Chatzeros case. Open to each other. Upsuchas l'rishas arabim. Ervu shtayim im ha'em sa'is. Zu mevi'a mitoch beisa v'ochelas. Vizu mevi'a mitoch beisa v'ochelas. They each can bring from their own outer house and eat in the inner one. Zu machazeres mosara l'toch beisa. Vizu machazeres mosara l'toch beisa. And each one can bring their leftovers back to their own house. So we see from there, like Reb Shmuel's version of Reb Shimon. Because this is Reb Shimon, and even he is not mentioning anything about the middle chatzer. The outer people's chatzer could go in and go out. Ava chachamim omrim, shlashtan asuros. The chum say all three are asur. So that version is exactly like Rebbe, like Shmuel understands the machlokas. Good. Va'azda Shmuel l'taime. And Shmuel also goes according to his own reasoning. To Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says as follows. Chatzer shebein shnei mavos. New case. Well, back to the picture book if you have it. If you have a chatzer between two alleys. Remember, an alley is you have a lot of chatzers going into an alley. But if you have one chatzer that goes into two alleys, it's in the middle. So, irva im shnehem. If that one chatzer in the middle made an eruv with both outer chatzeros, so asura im shnehem, then it is asur with both of them. It made a chatzer. Irva im shnei made a chatzer with both, but both mavuis, right? Similar to what we're saying. Both mavuis didn't make an eruv with each other. They didn't make a sheet of mavaus with each other. Only this chatzer made an eruv with the right. This chatzer made an eruv with the left. So asura im shneihem, right? That sounds like Shmuel. That sounds like Shmuel. Like the middle one is going to be asur. Lo irva im shneihem. If I'm sorry, the middle one, not exactly, we'll get there yet. Aser of Shnei, this one is Aser with both of them. Lo Irva im Shneihem, but if it didn't make an Eruv with both of them, Oseres al Shneihem, then it represents a Rishus that is Aser im Shneihem. Rashi says, Lo Irva, Lo Imzu, Velo Imzu, that it Asers from carrying from their Chatzers to the Mavui. As we'll see, this is about a case where it's common for people to go into each of these Mavuis from this chatzer. That's the first half. Stop there for a minute. So again, what was the first line? If you have a chatzer in the middle that made an Erev with both of them, it is Asura im Shnehem. The Rashba quotes on this line that this is only Aval Hein Atzman Mutaros La Atzman. Within the chatzer, this chatzer in the middle, if they have an Erev chatzeros, they could carry. They just can't go to the next. She'ein Eruvan Osran. The Arkan lo Asri Luhu, says the Rashba, Elamishim Gzera, Dilmasi Lishtamushe Chitzonis Ahadadi, Vidaila Gzerazu, Lasar Tashmishin Zuim Zu. The problem, if they make an Erev, like we explained in the name of Shmuel, in the name of Reb Shimon, if you don't make an Erev, one big happy family, then you're worried about one Mavli going all the way into the other Mavli. That's the problem. But just within the chatzer, middle chatzer itself, not a problem. Each one could carry within itself, but they just can't go through. But lo irva im shteyem, but if this chatzer in the middle did not make an irv with either of them, then it asers on both of them. Asers on the outer ones. And the Rashba again adds, v'dafka kishalo irva hila atzma. This is only if they didn't make an irv themselves in the middle. But if this middle one made an Erev itself, but didn't make an Erev with any of the outer two, so then the Mavuis themselves can carry within themselves. Based on the principle that Bezra will have later on, a Mutter Rishus cannot Aser on a contiguous Rishus. What's called Regel HaMuteres Bimkoma, Eino Oseres Shalom Bimkoma. A principle of Bezra Shem that we'll get to later. Okay, the Rashba adding in some details of this case. But again, that looks like Shmuel, and that's why this is brought here already, because it has to do with, if you don't make an Erev with everybody on the outside, then the carrying would be us. Continuing the Brisa, once we brought the Brisa, we continue the Brisa. Haisa be'echad regila u'be'echad she'ena regila. What if this chatzer in the middle is usually connected to one of the Mavuis, not the other one? One of them is very commonly, it goes through that Mavui to get to the street. It's friendly, right? It's the Chevra. It's Chevra is one Mavui. The other Mavui it's not really friendly with, doesn't really use that area. So does that make a difference? Which it's Regila. So Be'echad Regila, Be'echad Jaina Regila. So then, Zush Regila, Boaser, if it doesn't connect to the Regila one, that's the one that we connected to. So that is why if it doesn't make an Erev with them, it's Aser. Zush Jaina Regila, Bo'amuter. And if it's not Rogil, with the other one, so we just disconnect it, even though it's open to that one. We say it as if it's not open to that one. And remember, this is all Din D'Rabbanan. This whole discussion, remember, because everything is a Rishus HaYachad D'Araisa. Because it's all surrounded by three walls. This is all D'Rabbanan. So Rabbanan say you have the power to cut off the opening symbolically of the chatz that's connected to the Mavui that it does not usually use. Amaraba Barafuna, finishing, Erva im She'ina Regila Bo, if it made an Erev with the one that it is not Rogil with, but not with the one that it is Rogil with. Huta Regila La'atzmo. So then, the Regila is Mutter in itself. Why? Because, for now, because it made an Erev with the other side, so we could do the opposite of what we just did before. We could say, okay, it made an Erev with the other side, so this side is separate. It's not connected to this side on Shabbos, because it made an Erev with the other one. The opposite. Im Irva Regila La'atzmo. The Regila one, the one that it's usually in, made an Erev for itself. Vizesha Eina Regila Bo. Lo Erev. And the one that was not Rogil did not make it ever. Remember, we're talking about Mavuis. So one, the one that he usually goes in made an Erev for itself. The one that he doesn't usually go in did not make an Erev. Vihi Atzma Lo Irva. And the Chatzar itself did not make an Erev. So what do we do? Dochin osa eitzal she'ena regila bo. So we say, you chatzer, you can carry anyway because you didn't make an Erev. The other side can't carry anyway because you didn't make an Erev. Only we made an Erev. So halachically, we're allowed to say, You're not losing anything by being viewed with the other chatzer. We would be losing a lot by having you connected to us, so halachically we disconnect you. We disconnect you, you're with the other side that didn't make an Erev, and you didn't make an Erev, we made an Erev, and we're all good. And what is that called? Ukagon zeh, kofin almidas stone. And for that, we use the principle of kofin almidas stone. Kofin almidas stone is usually used in a dinimominous context, it's used in Mesechus Bava Basra, in a case where Zen nehene v'zelo chaser, where somebody has the chance to benefit and it doesn't hurt anybody else. So the Gemara says in Maseches Bava Basra, let's say you're splitting up a Yerusha, you're splitting up an estate, and there are four brothers. One of the brothers, there's all different lands that are being split up. One of the brothers has land right next to one of the lands that you're splitting up. So that brother obviously wants it. He wants to be able to expand this property. So that's an example of, and all the lands are equal, besides that factor. So Zenen of Zelochasa, they should give it to him. Because after all, there's nothing negative happening to the other brothers, and this one stands a chance to gain. So that is a big sugi. Bava Basra discusses Kovar Amidah Stone. Bava Kama discusses the sugi in general of Zenen v'Zelochasa. Right, are you chayiv or pater? V'zenen v'zelochasa. Right, if somebody's driving somewhere and they're giving me a ride and they're going anyway, do I have to chip in for the toll? Right, zenen, I'm getting hanab v'zelochasa. He's going anyway, but he's using up more gas because I'm in the car. It's a little heavier. So all these are, there are many examples of zenen v'zelochasa. We paskin maker a din your pater, even though it would be nice for the person to offer, but zenen v'zelochasa. That's called kofin amida stone. So would we really force, in this case, kofin amida stone? Force on amida stone? The Ritva's lashon here is pirish. Lav d'shaycha kviyah, because I like you're gonna, Bess is gonna come and force this middle un-erived chatzer to only be connected to the one, the un-erived mavui on Shabbos. No, there's no real kfiyah. Ela lomar, but it's, we're borrowing the term. To kolki agavna, shezenena, vezeino chaser, kofin ba'alma amida stone. So we're borrowing the term, vekivan de kain, dinu, shenadun baze, ki'ilu nistalkim in aragila. We view it as appropriate, kidei shlotaser aleha, so that it doesn't aser. V'raglayim ledavar, shari irev haragil, v'lo irev imo. Raglayim ledavar, meaning one guy, one mavui made the erev, everybody else didn't, so it's appropriate. Again, there's nothing being forced here. If you look in the language of the Me'iri, the Me'iri sounds like what Mamish force would say, you are not allowed in, right? This is, you are connected to the other rishus, and we will not let you in. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it kind of sounds that way. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, kind of sounds like we would say, it's more of a Me'iri type of approach. Says the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Simon Shin, Pei Vav. Quotes all the permutations, Ragil, Eino Ragil, who made the Erev, who didn't make the Erev, Vim Hamavi Sheragobo, Shitfu Beinehem. Mavui number one. They made a sheet of Mavos amongst them. Va'oso She'eino Ragil Lo Shitfu. And the other mavui did not. And this chatzar in the middle didn't do anything. So the chatzar in the middle can't carry within this chatzar. And the other mavui cannot. The only one that has a chance is this mavui that made an erev. But the problem is you have this chatzar that opens into it. Dochin oso eitzel sheino ragil. We're dochit. V'yistalek me oso haragil kedesha yehei mutter. So we can allow at least these people. Kivan shehu eno mafsid badavar, sharei lo shitif imahem, v'yesh revach la'achirim, sharei deze yu mutavrim, kofin al midas tom, the Shulchan Aruch says, and therefore, we would say that we make them be with the other ones so that they don't ruin this Erev for the ones who actually took the time to set the Erev themselves. Good. Where does this language of kofin al midas tom come from? So 2 points. Number one, there's a discussion. Is this a d'oraisa concept or a d'rabanan concept? Kofin al midas stone. Let's say the other examples where it comes up at dini mominus. Right, what is midas stone? What is midas stone? So that's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. But before we get there in a minute, if you look at the Rishonim in Baba Basra, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, discuss this. The Ritzvah in Tosfos there quotes that it's all a din d'rabanan. The Rabbanan, Kofin Amidas Tom, right? Where in the Torah is it? But others say, no, Rabbeinu Tam there in the Ri and Tosfos hold that it is a Din D'oraisa. Maybe it's based on the Pasuk of V'yatzisa HaYashar V'hatov. That's what Shimon Kubetza says there in Baal Basra. We have other principles based on Matzitz Vayeshra Tov, similar principles, right? We have the concept of Dinin Debar Mitzrah. What's Dinin Debar Mitzrah? Right, if I'm going to sell a piece of land and I could get the same amount of money from five different people, I should sell it to the border person. Bar Mitzrah. Why? Because it means more to him than anybody else. And I'm going to get the same amount of money. If somebody's offering me more money, okay. But if somebody's offering the same amount of money, that's Dinin Debar Mitzrah, based on the Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, V'yasisa Yashra Tov, do what's right and good in the eyes of God. Is there an obligation here? It's Enenev, it's Elo Chaser. It's Kofan Amida Stom. It's all a similar concept. So maybe that's the source, V'yasisa Yashra Tov. But if you have some other Achronim who say maybe it's based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, the different mikoros given for the concept of Zenen and Zelo Chaser. But again, we're familiar with the phrase of Midas Tom from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah tells us in the fifth parak, in Mishnah Yud Gimel, at least in the one that there's different versions of Pirkei Avos, which Mishnah it is. But the Mishnah says, Arba Midos Ba'adam. There are four Midos. You can classify all people in four ways. Ha'omer, first one. Ha'omer Shali Shali V'Shalach Shalach. What's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. Zu Mida Beinonis. This is a medium Mida. This is an average Mida. V'yesh Omrim Zu Mida Stom. Some say this is Mida Stom. What's the Machlokas about? Let's lumdicize Pirkei Avos. Right? What's the machlokas? Some say beinonis, one say stone. That's a pretty big difference. And then the other midos, shali shalach v'shalach shali am haaretz. He's just a fool. Right? What's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. Shali shalach v'shalach shalach chasid. Shali shali v'shalach shali rasha. Right? Four different midos. Every person in the world can be looked at as four different midos. So what's the nekudas machlokas? What is midas stone exactly? And how can we look at it in this context? So if you look at a number of Mefarshim, Rabbi Aryeh Levine in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, Irving Bunim, I'm going to read from his commentary, beautiful commentary in English on Pirkei Avos, he says, well, it all depends on context. It all depends. Sometimes Shali Shali V'Shalach Shalach is a good thing. That's Mida Beinonis, it's pretty good. And sometimes it's a reflection of stone-like behavior. So it all depends. So he explains, where this course rules so that people do not demand or grasp more than they reasonably need or merit, it's praiseworthy. You know, I have enough. I have enough. Shali shali. You know, maspikli, ezo asher asameach b'chelko. Shali shalach. What you have is wonderful. I'm not asking for anything of yours. What's mine is mine. That's I have. So that's fine. That's me debating this. That's good. But should a rich man make this his motto, I will hold on to what is mine and let others be satisfied with the little they have. If he makes people neglect the things of others, this course is precisely the way of stone that forbades people on pain of death to feed any needy person or passing stranger. If I have the attitude of, this is all mine, you can have whatever you have, but I have, this is all mine. Same words, but it's a different mentality, so that obviously is Midas Stone. And again, it all depends on the situation. Again, he goes through examples here. That he even says, possibly, maybe it's the difference between a yachid and a tzibur. For a yachid to have this attitude, okay, he wants to hold on to his property, and shali shali, and shalach shalach is yours. But on a communal level, no way. Communal level. And there's even a remes, unbelievable. He says, ha-omer, as individual, and omer, singular, shali shali, shalach shalach, zumi das beninus. V'yesh omrim, Zumi das tom. But if it's an omrim, if it's plural, if it's a lot of people, the whole community saying it, then that's midas tom. That is, again, what Irving Bunim. It's the same thing in Aryeh Levine in his commentary. He says, why do you have to say both? Anyway, why don't you just say shali shali? Obviously, if shali shali, shalach shalach. Why do you have to say both? So the question is, what's the emphasis and what's the ikar and what's the tafel? If the ikar is, shalach, shalach, I don't want anything of yours. You have everything, it's yours, wonderful. And then you just add in shali, shali, so that's fine. That's good. But if the emphasis is, shali, shali, it's all mine. Memela, shalach, shalach, so then that is a problem, and that is the differences. There's no machlokas here. They're each talking about, all the mefarshim say, they're each talking about different kinds of attitudes and different kinds of mentalities. Which is one more. Ravad Yosef also in his commentary of Anaf Eitz Avos just says it's basically the same idea. Hakol tali b'kavanas ha'omer u'bahadgashas dvarav. If the emphasis is latova, shelo lehanos mibnei adam, and you know you want to have gasis ruach, and shlo shmuel hanavi didn't get hanav from anyone else, so then it's fine. But if the kavana is to emphasize to be a kamsan and it's all mine, so then it's stone. Rebekah Kamenetsky has an important comment in the story in the parsha in Sefer Bereishis where stone is discussed, because the Gemara has a lashon where Chazal say that not only was there anti chesed, but it was avodah zara. What was avodah zara relating to stone? So he explains that it was legalized. It wasn't just that people were not nice. But that became the law. The law was not to do chesed. The law was anti-values. So that's living up to a different value system than Yahadus, and therefore that is Midas Tom. Okay, it's an important discussion of Kovar Midas Tom. Just one final point, and that is so the Birchas Avram, some of the Achronim discuss. Is this, the general Kofan al Midas Stom, is that more in a dine, a hashkafic sense, like in a mitzvah sense, when it says Kofan al Midas Stom, is that like Kofan al mitzvah saseh? Like Bezer is Kofan any mitzvah saseh. Kofan if he forces you to make a shake a lulav, and force you to sit in a sukkah, and force you to, do this behavior. Or is this a real dini mamonis? The real dini mamonis element, and if they could force you to sell it to this person, right, our context is not so much a dini mamonis element, it's on the rabbinic level, but at least, ke'ein da'oraisa, how they would view it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Vayter, Hamakbid al Eruvo, important halachas now. Now we are switching a little bit from Eruv Tchum, which we were talking about, but we already did. The past couple of lines, we're talking about Eruv Chatzeros. So now we're talking about Erev Chatzeros. Again, Erev Chatzeros, we put a bread in an area, and now we're one big happy family. Ha-machmed al Eruvo. What if somebody is machmed on his Erev? We're each giving some food to the Erev, but I deep down really do not want anybody touching this. This is a cookie of mine. This is mine. I have plans to eat this after Shabbos, or even after Shabbos starts, and I don't want anybody touching it. Ein Eruv Eruv. Shmuel says, then that's the whole. You lose the whole point. It's not a good Eruv, because the whole point of an Eruv is to be Mu'urav, to create a unit, to create Achdus. And here, if you're Machmed, Ein Eruv Eruv, Mashmo Eruv Shmo. It's called an Eruv, which is to get everybody together. And that's what Rashi says on the fourth wide line: Sheyu Kulan Mu'uravin Umirutzin Bo. This is an Eruv to get everybody together. Shelo Yimach Hazeh. A nice, beautiful, wonderful, achdus, big, happy family. That's an Erev. So therefore, if you're machbid, it doesn't work. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Rabbi Chanina says, no, Eruvo Erev, it works b'di'eved. You gave it. You're contributing it to it, even though you'd rather not anybody eat it. But Eruvo Erev, Elisha Nikra Me'anshe Vardina. You're called one of those Vardina people. It was a very, very stingy city. That everybody was a machbid for themselves. So you're called an Anshei Vardina people. If you look at Tosfos, not Tosfos here, the Rosh Bash is it here, but Tosfos in about 20 blot from there, on Daf Samach Ches Amid Aleph. Tosfos says, Tzarech li zahir, kisha adam osa eriv, shalo ya'arev bedavar shu machbid alav. When a person takes part in an eriv, don't give something that you're so stingy about that only you would want, that you wouldn't want to share it with others. Could go and osen dvarim shatikin l'kavet Shabbos. Something that you prepare l'kavet Shabbos and you only want to eat it. Oim yesh lo kikar na'eh, shekorin gishtol o pashtida, v'chayotze bohem. Because if somebody l'maisa asks you for it and you don't give it, then it's ruined. Our case is, how can anybody say it's okay, but the Eved? You're makmin on a l'chadchila, you'd rather not. But l'chadchila, when it's supposed to give something for the Erev, that he totally would have no problem in sharing. So that is the first one. Makpid al Eruvo, Shmuel holds it's no good, and Rabbi Chanina says, but the Eved is okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, but if you have hacholek es Eruvo, eino Eruv. What's cholek es Eruvo? If you bedafka put your Eruv in a different kli, everybody's Eruv is in one big barrel, and then you say, I'm not putting it in there, I'm doing it separately. Ain't no Eruv, so that's no good. Why? Because it's in a different, different area. Come on. So now we're alluding to what we said already yesterday. Who is this following? Ke Beishamai. Is Shmuel following Beishamai? Tanya. Beishamai said, Chamisha shagabu as eruvan vasu b'shtei kelim. Five people that gather the eruv and put it into two different kelim b'shtei kelim. Beishamai omrim ein ze eruv. Beisol omrim ein ze eruv. So Shmuel following the shita of Beishamai that if you put it in two different kelim, it's a problem. So the Gemara answered, no, afilu tema beis hillel. Ad kan lo ka'amri beis hillel hasam. When did beis hillel say it is okay in different kalim? Ela demalia lamana v'aiter. If you filled up a kli, there's no room in one kli. So it's left over. So it's left over, but it's not split. It's considered a leftover. And that's why it is okay. That's not called separate. Aval hecha de palge miflig lo. But if you dafka split it, that's worse. Even Beis Hillel would agree if it's dafka split. Leftovers is all considered one unit. But if you split it bedafka, it is not a problem. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that when you make an Eriv, he quotes the Shin Samach Vav, Sif, Lamid, Beis. He says, when you make an Eriv, you should make sure that you use something that could hold everything, L'charchila. The Shulchan Aruch says, well, the Shulchan Aruch first of all quotes the Tosas that we just read. Tzorach shelo yakpid shum echad emeinam alei ruvo, im yochlenu chaveiro, v'imakpid eino erif, pasans like Shmuel, l'kach tzorach lizor, shel la'ari bedavar tetikin l'tzorach ha-shabes. We use a box of matzahs usually. But the Shulchan Aruch also says, tzorach litid kol erif b'kli echad, v'im chilko nesano b'shnei kelim, eino erif, ela imke nesmalei ha-echad, v'az mutter, v'ushiyu shnei kelim b'bayis echad, as long as it's in one house. If one was full, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Achenim yada mitchila shakli lo yachle besochas kol ha'erif v'hayu lo kli acher gadol mikli zeh shetucha lacha kol ha'erif." You can have another one. Yesh me'achronim shemachmirim. If you know you have a bigger kli and you don't use it, maybe that's considered splitting it lechadchila. So therefore, lechadchila, one should use a kli that can hold everything. Unless you don't have, then there's nothing to do. It's still considered leftover. Says the Gemara, Vitarti Lamali, what do you need both statements of Shmuel for? Shmuel says, if you're chol, makbid on the Erev is no good. If you're cholig on the Erev is no good. Why do you need each one? Srichi. If you only had number one, that you're makbid, you should have to cup it. He's already expressed his rutzon not to share this. He's makbid. Aval hacha imalo. But here he just split it. I know he's makbid. Maybe he's just keeping it in a different kli. But you don't know for sure, so that's why maybe I would have thought that that's okay. Kamashman, he has to say case two. V'yeshminen hacha, and if you only had case two, mishum tepalge miflik. There he did an action. He lamaisa was split it. Aval hasa imalo. But if you're makbid, as long as it's in the same kli, it's okay. Tzricha b'dieved, it is okay. Period. Interesting discussion the Chacham Tzvi has. I don't know if we mentioned this shuva before. The Chacham Tzvi writes in Simen Kuf Yud Beis, Bevo Likal Kadosh Hamburg. When I came to Hamburg, says the Chacham Tzvi, Zeli Ke'esru Mushtayim Shana, 22 years, Ra'isi, V'hine Yesh Bate Knesios Harbe Ba'ir. There are a lot of shuls in the city. U'bechol Bayis Mi Bate Knesios Ha'yemenich and Chalas Lechem Achas Erev. Everybody had their own Erev in their own shul. V'shituf, kinog, lahaniach, Erev Beis HaKnesses. Everybody had their own in their own shul. 10 shuls in Hamburg, 10 Erevs. But only one physical Erev. V'yamar dilohem, toimatem, bedin. Ha'erev v'bakavanaso. You're making a mistake. Shaharei, kol ikr din Erev v'taymo eno ela, sheyechashvu kala dorim v'chatzer, kilu dorim v'bayis echad. Dahaino abayis ahu she'erev munach bo. Everybody's one big Abbey family. And we learn, the Rama quotes, that should put it in a shul. But a shul, not 10 shuls. And we learned in Erevin daf memtes. Hacholik es eruvo eino erev. And we learned that. So what's going on here? He says, ubishnei batim udavar baru latinokos. Ask the average child on the street. Halavai. She'ein olav shem erev klal. It's not an Erev. Two houses is for sure not an Erev. We had yesterday. Two Kalim in one house would be okay if it's just an overflow. But in two different shuls, in two different places, you want that to be one big Erev? No. V'hare heim l'acher ha'erev kemo kodem. Shohayu asurim l'taltel ba'ir u'b'chatzir ha'erev. V'habrachos shemivarken ala Erev hein levatala. V'over malo sisa, says the Chacham Tzvi. V'ametaltelim be'ir b'mavoz v'chatzeres ha'mushutafos over and al-takana shlomo alav ha'shalom u'mechal and Shabbos v'yisud rabbanan. So he is not happy. Right? He says all these Erevs and all different shuls, it's terrible. And then he says, u'lefisha yu'eza anashem she'inim modem ala emes. even though some people still argue with me, hamafat betim kinegdai, bedivrei havai lo b'chachma, people come to me with nonsensical points, niskakti lichtov, I have to write what I'm saying. He says, the one svara I could think of is, you want to tell me that the difference between an Erev Tchum and a Sheet of Mavos, and all these are considered Sheet of Mavos, not an Erev Tchum, it's not houses into yards, it's yards into chatzers. He says, I don't buy it. I don't think that's a good difference. Those little foxes that haven't learned Mesechas Aaron properly. So he's very charif about this, and at the end he says, therefore, he says, Sof davar aser litlos shum uga, ki im bebeis haknesses achas, mikopa tekenes yoshebeir, vosa tia lehem l'shem erev, kemitzas chachamim, aleya mashalom. So he says, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes as Chacham Tzvi. Mishnah Berurah quotes as Chacham Tzvi on that Shulchan Aruch that we just read, in Simin Shin Samach Vav. That's where the Ramah says, Bizman hazeh, the minhag is to put it into a shul, v'chei noagu hakadmonim, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chacham Tzvi, yesh li zar, shalani charak beis haknesses achas. Pick the habeis haknesses hayosek dola shevoir, the biggest one. Okay, but that is the that's not ma'akev which one you pick, but that is an important shuva of the Chacham Tzvi related to chiluk in setting your erev tchum. Weiter, third wide line. Amalei Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yehuda bebe matzarta de Rabbi Zakkai. Rabbi Abba was schmoozing with Rabbi Yehuda in the winery of Rabbi Zakkai. Miyamar Shmuel hacholik es eruvo eno eruv. Does Shmuel really say it's not a good erev if you split it? Viyamar Shmuel. The house where you put the erev, let's say there are 10 houses in the chatzer, 9 of them contribute, and they put it into the 10th one. So the 10th one, the place where the erev is placed, does not contribute. Why doesn't he have to contribute to the erev? My taima. So we say, la mishum, isn't that because the Amar, the Kiva, the Manach Basala, command the Manach Al-Kadami. Isn't it because he has bread in other places in this house? So that's already his contribution. So he has bread somewhere else, and he had the ones in this barrel. So Hachanami, Kiva, the Manach Basala, command the Manach Al-Kadami. So if Shmuel holds that the person whose house is hosting the Erev, why is that? Because it must be he has bread somewhere else in the house. So you see, you're allowed to be cholik at the Erev. So Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. Amalei, no, the reason that the host doesn't have to put in is because even if he has no bread, no. Hasam avavi she'ein pas. My time out, the kulu hachadairi. The answer is because the other 9 families are as if they live here. This guy actually lives here. That's why he doesn't have to put any bread. Not because you're counting some other bread in a different basket. So there's no raya about cholik me'eriv against Shmuel. Period. Okay, machlokas. Omer Shmuel. Important machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbah. When we put in Erev Chatzeros, as I said, we are now moving over to Erev Chatzeros. When we put in Erev Chatzeros, how does that work? If I put Erev Chatzeros in your house. Erev Mishum Kinyan. Erev, says Shmuel, is a symbolic Kinyan. I am being Kona. I am acquiring the ability to live a little bit in your house. Kinyan. Erev Mishum Kinyan. It's not mamish a kinyan, it's kinyan, it's ke'ain kinyan, is the language of the Chazon Ish. But it is somewhat in the world of kinyanim. So therefore you bought a little area in his house in order to have residence. Tosfos says this isn't mamish, like a kinyan chalipin, because you're not allowed to use food for a kinyan chalipin, but it's betor, it's a type of kinyan. Okay, v'yim tomar, if it's a kinyan, b'vrei ma'in konin b'ma'at, why do you use challah then, or matzah? Why don't you just use money? B'vrei she'inim etzuyah, b'arvi shabbasos. Not everybody has money available on Erev Shabbos. Maybe they used it all up, they didn't get to go to the bank, right? We don't always have cash on Friday afternoon. So they instituted that you could use bread. Heicha di'irev mihu likni. Aye, but what if you have money, it should work with the Eved. No, gzeira, we worry. Shema yomru ma'ikar. If you use money, people might think that's the ikar. Vizimnin delosh chiyachma. And then one Friday afternoon, they won't have money. V'loasi le'ruvi v'pas. They won't come to use bread because they'll think that's just a pasnisht. And it's not a way to do the Erev. Dasi, Erev, l'kakule. And everyone's going to forget the whole institution of Erev. So use bread. Everybody always has bread. We have challah. Everybody has challah on Friday afternoon. So that's what they instituted. Erev, Mishum, Kinyan. Interesting, I saw the Maharal ask, because if Erev is Mishum, Kinyan, so then why do you have to have it last until Shabbos? right? If it's Bishop Kenyan, right now, before Shabbos, I acquired this residence in your house. So why do you have to have it last till afterwards? Right, you already kona it. So you have to say something like you're kona it legabe the Seudah Shabbos. Legabe something that you got to work it out that it's a symbolic Kenyan, but it's got to last at least into Shabbos. That's Shmuel. Rabba Amar, Erev Mishum Dira. No, Erev doesn't do with Kenyan. Erev means Dira. What does that mean? What's important to me in my life? Food is important to me. Wherever my food is, that's where I am. So I put my food there not to legally acquire residence, but just to show that that's where I'm going to be. Not legally, but just practically and physically. Mishum Dira. Look at Rashi. Mishum Dira. Fifth to last line. Shedaito shel adam al pito. People are always focused on their food. Vahavi lu ki ilu dairi vehu beis. As if I live there. But vein b'chaz vizu ala dirachas. Right, but this is only one dira. Everybody has some dira there, but it's not a legal acquisition. It's just a practical living there. My benayu, lo my nafkamina. What's the difference between these two? Mishum dira or mishum kinyan? Ike benayu, three nafkaminas. Kli. Number one, are you allowed to use a kli? A sudar, Rashi says. Chalipin. So, if it's kinyan, yes. Because a kli functions as a kinyan. Can you use it for dira? No. Because just because your handkerchief, your pen is somewhere else, doesn't mean that's your set. That's where you're living. So you have to use food. Number one, number two, can you use bread that's worth less than a shava pruta? What if you have a little roll? Rolls are very cheap, worth less than a shava pruta. So again, if it's Bishop Kenyan, you can't use it. If it's Bishop Dira, you could use it. And finally, the third nafgamina, katan. What does katan mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says, can you send a katan to do this for you, to set it? So if you say it's Kenyan, no. A katan is a labbar Kenyan, he can't be your shliach. If it's just dira, so then yeah, you're not acquiring anything, it's just getting it there. And if it's just getting it there, it wouldn't be a problem. Tosis here has a different pshat, it means the house of a katan. The house of a katan, can you use the house of a katan in terms of putting the Erev there? Okay, the Ron explains that as well. But we just went with Rashi pshat. These are the three nafkaminas that we have, mishum dira or mishum Kenyan. Let's continue a little more, then we'll mention a comment. Amalei Abaye l'Rava l'didach kasha l'Shmuel kasha. Abaye says, I think there's a problem according to either of your opinions, dira or kinyan. Why? Hadetanya chamisha shagavu asei ruvan. When we have the brisa, when five people collected their eruv, k'shem olichen asei ruvan l'makam acher. Let's say five people made an eruv and in a chatzer, and now they want to connect to the chatzer next door. One person could take their own bread, and go to the next chatzer and connect. So ask the Gemara, Echad Molech L'Kulan. So the Gemara says, Hu niyu deka kani v'sulo? Hu niyu deka daya v'sulo? How could one person, once a chatzer made an Erev with all the houses there, how could only one person go to the next chatzer and combine? So he's only acting for himself. Right? How does it work in Kenyan or Dira? So Gemara says, no, what's the problem? Amar le'lo, lo l'didi kasha lo l'shmul kasha. There's no problem. Shlichus to kulu kavid. Once we made an Erev amongst each other, so we're one big happy family, either legally or practically, so he's our shliach. And if he goes to be our shliach, there's not a problem. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Chaim Bar Guri, Amar Rav, Halacha Krebi Shimon. Just ending off, the Halacha like Reb Shimon, which is the more makel opinion. Again, if it's Rav's Reb Shimon, then it's even more makel. Shmuel's Reb Shimon is a little more machmir. But Rav here is saying, Halacha Reb Shimon, which would mean that they each, like the simple shot of our Mishnah, the outer ones can carry in the inner, and the inner can carry in the outer. The Chashukei, once we're talking about Dira and Kinyan, if you're Kona, so the Chashukei Chemed has the question, what happens if there's a house in the Chatzer that was built illegally? It's built illegally. No Ishurim, no Rishus, the authorities, one day they're going to come and say they have to leave. So a house that was built illegally, do they have to take part in the Erev? Does their rishus aser? Let's say it's somebody that nobody's friendly with, nobody talks to, and it's an illegal house. It's an illegal resident. So does that aser? Does that aser? So vahine maisa ira the echad shabana bayis b'chatzer shelo kedin umikiven shetzliach lahalim as a davar me'er rishuyos, they couldn't remove him and he's living there ba'avera his tafku b'nei achatzer im bala bayis shedar b'neinu b'binyano b'iser oser oleinu as a tiltel. So Rav Zilberstein says, well, I'm going to compare this to a guest. If there's a guest that comes to visit on a Shabbos, Misareach b'chatzer, even if he's in his own house, if he's not there derach keva, the Shulchan Aruch says, at least shloshim yom, that he doesn't aser, even though he's physically there, because he's treated, he's a guest. So v'hagam she'ibinyaneinu nishar kan liyoser mechodesh, even though he's here for more than a month, still he doesn't have the schus of being here, legally, says Rav Zoberstein, and therefore, theoretically, everybody could go to the authorities and get him out, so he does not have any more rights than the guest. And therefore, Rav Zoberstein says, he does not aser. He's considered a guest, and therefore his rishus would an aser. He would not have to contribute. They wouldn't have to get him to contribute to the Erev, and his rishus does an aser. Good. Next Mishnah. Misha Baba Darach, back to Tchumen. We had a little amud of Erev Chatzeros. Now we're back to Erev Tchumen. Again, we've had cases where you went outside of your Tchum, you were forced to. We had cases where you went outside of your Tchum with rishus. Right? And the question is, what's your halacha? We had cases where you were sleeping and you were outside your tchum and you didn't realize it. Now, the following case is, you know exactly where you are, but you're not in your, you're trying to get back to your city, you just didn't make it in time. So what happens? Misha baba derech. You're coming on the way. The chashchalon is getting dark. Or v'haya yari shematachshach. V'haya makir ilan ogader. And you, it's more than 2,000 amos from where you are to your house. But, you see a tree, which is on the outskirts of your city. And it's, you're within 2,000 amos of that tree. And that tree was, is within 2,000 amos of your house. So I want that tree to be my makam shvisa. So we mentioned, how do you make a makam shvisa? You either put bread there or you go there. But here we're about to learn that you can even declare it as your makam shvisa. So you see an ilan or a gather, v'amar shvisa si tachtav. My shvisa is under that tree. Lo amar klon, that's not good enough. As we'll learn in the Gemara, because you have to be more specific. Under the tree is a large area under the tree. So where under the tree? So you're not too specific enough, so tough luck. You do not have, your shvisa is not there. Shvisa si pi ikaro, but if I say my shvisa is at the roots, at the ikara, at the trunk of the tree, then mahalak mi makam ragla vadi karal paim ama. So then fine, I'm going to shvisa there, so I have within 2,000 amos to get to the tree. Ume ikara vad bezo paim ama. And then I can go from that root to the house. So, right, within 4,000 amos. Nimsa mahalak mishecha shecha arba'as alpai alafim ama. So it comes out, I can go 4,000 amos. Cool, right when I say that, I am now at the edge of my tchum. I can't take a step backwards, right, because I lost that. But going forwards, I could do 4,000 amos. Imeno makir. What if you don't know if the tree is in the tchum? You're not sure. Oshe no baki ba'alacha. You're not sure exactly what to do. Va'amar. And he says, Tosva says you don't even have to say. You can even just think it. Va'amar shvisa si bim komi. You say, I'm here. So zachal amakom apayim amalacha ruach. Right? If you don't know, so you just say here. So you have 2,000 amos. Right? Wherever you are, lachal ruach. Now we have agulos, divrei b'chavina tigris. How do you measure to the 2,000 amos? Rabbi Chanina says, round, you're in a circle of 2,000 amos. V'chachamim omrim, no more meko, mirubaos. Kitav l'mirubas, you're in a square. Kedeshe niskar lazavios. Because you want the corners. A square is bigger than a circle, so it's not, you have the, right, it's longer than 2,000 amos by a little bit. Into the corners. Vizu, and that's another statement of tchum. And finally, what we had earlier, vizui sha'amru, and this is also what we've said, he'ani ma'ari baraglov, you don't need bread. Right? An ani, or a person who is traveling, who doesn't have bread, who is considered an ani, he could be ma'ari baraglov, or with his declaration. Am Rabbi Meir, anu ein lanu ela ani. Rabbi Meir says only someone without bread could use this. Going baraglov is a bidi'eved. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, echad ani ve'echad asher, the opposite. Lo amru ma'arvin bepas elo lahak elo la'ashir. Shlo yetze v'yari baraglov. No, the ikar is to go with your feet. Bread is just to be makel on the asher, so he doesn't have to schlep out on Erev Shabbos. But either way, this is a machlokas. So the first, again, three parts of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah is the issue of the tree. I see the tree in the distance. The second part of the Mishnah is circle or square. The third part of the Mishnah, ani or asher. Okay, we'll stop here. As Hashem, we will continue. Everybody should have a Go in Shabbos.